Thank you, worship team. Great. I hear a few children in the back, so kind of nice. Twenty executives board an airplane. And they're told that the flight that they're about to take is the first ever to feature pilotless technology. It's an uncrewed aircraft. There's no pilot, there's no co-pilot, there's no navigator, there's no airline attendants. It's uncrewed. Each one of the CEOs is taken away privately and told this, that their company's software is running the aircraft's automatic pilot system. 19 of the CEOs promptly leave the aircraft. They each offer a different excuse of why they need to leave, but they leave. And one CEO, he remains on board that jet, seeming very calm and at peace, and he's sitting there quietly by himself. Till finally, one of the thoughts behind this whole idea comes to him and says, why are you so confident in this first uncrewed flight? And he replied, he said, well, if it's the same software that runs my company's IT systems, this plane won't even take off the ground. Now that's confidence. Confidence. If you get one thing this morning, please take this with you. God promises you confidence. God promises you confidence. You see, if we tell God, I want to be used, I want you to use me, Lord, for what you put me here on earth for, we can count on three promises from God that will enable us confidence. They're found in Joshua chapter 1. And I invite you to turn to Joshua chapter 1. Great passage in the Old Testament. I've loved having a journey through the Old Testament, a devotional time, past while. And Joshua chapter 1 is an amazing passage of Scripture. So I invite you to turn there as we're going to look at that this morning. Look at verse 1 of Joshua 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. See, God promises, first of all, he promises strength. When we do what we've been called to do by God, God promises strength. This is the confidence that you need today. You need strength. Strength to do what God has called you to do. What God created you to do. I love the way the New Living Translation puts these verses, 1 and 2 of Joshua 1. After the death of Moses, the Lord's servant, the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, and he said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Therefore, the time has come for you to lead these people, the Israelites, across the Jordan River into the land I'm giving them. I promise you what I promised Moses. God promises strength. And if you look, as it goes on, verse 4, your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the great sea in the west. Look at verse 5. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. No one will be able to stand up against you. In other words, whenever God asks you to do something, God makes sure you have the power you need to do it. Do you know that God knew that Moses didn't speak well when he called him to lead God's people out of Egypt? You think God knew that? He knew it. It wasn't like a surprise, and Moses said, you know, Lord, I'm not really eloquent of this speech thing. Oh, yeah, Moses, I kind of forgot about that one. Well, never mind, I'll get somebody else then. God knew that when he anointed David as king, that he would commit murder and adultery. God called him because of his heart, not his perfection. God knew Peter would deny him when he made Peter one of the 12 disciples, and he even went beyond that and made him one of the three that were in his inner circle. And God knew Thomas, the doubter, when he let him be one of the 12. And God knows you. God called me. I mean, I wanted to be a lawyer. You all know that story. And God said, well, Dev, you can't study man's law. You got to study mine. I said, but God, I'm not a leader. I'm not one of those bold guys who can take on the world. I'm not a Billy Graham. I'm not a Chuck Swindoll. Oops. Sorry, Dev. Hope I didn't get you too excited, but you're right. I'll have to get somebody else to preach my word. What is it? What is it that people do when God calls someone? When God calls us, the first thing that we do is we tell God what we're not. Like, that's a surprise. He already knows all that. God calls us when what we can become, not what we are right at this moment. God gave you all that you are, and he especially gives you what you're not, so that you have no other choice but to lean on him, because you can't do it without him. Let me explain with this photo. Look at this cat. Looks in the mirror. What does he see? This is how it is with God. When he's walking with you, he takes your weakness, and he makes it his strength. I believe that for that cat, the world was insurmountable. He could go anywhere. That's how it is for each one of you. When you think you can't, God gives you the strength to know that you can. Because God promises strength. No one will be able to stand up against you. In other words, whenever God asks you to do something, God makes sure you have the power that you need to do it. Do what God created you to do, and I guarantee he will give you the strength to do it. I do not know any greater confidence builder than God. Because God not only promises strength when I do what he wants me to do, but as well, God promises security. And if you look at verse 5, as it goes on, no one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Now those words are familiar, aren't they? Who else said those words? I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. The Lord Jesus Christ said that to us. Because God is with you, nothing can harm you. You never have to feel like you can't do it. If God calls you to it, he will walk you through it. I have to tell you that this week, I began to question and wonder, because Monday, I was kind of, my voice wasn't really all that there. You just ask one of the staff or the elders, and by Tuesday, I was feeling pretty miserable, and by Wednesday, I had no voice, and I was coughing, and got up to deal with my cough, and threw my back out, and ended up on the floor, and I laid on the floor like this, and my head up against the wall, and Joan left me with the remote, and turned the TV a little bit in the bedroom, and I was like this, whole time, so she came home that night. And finally got me to the bed, I didn't know. I was questioning God. I said, God, what is it? And he said, Dev, don't worry. Just trust me. Trust me. You're embarking upon 2 services. I mean, that's what the church is doing, committed to. And just trust me. Because you're nothing is going to harm you. You'll never have to feel like you can't do it. If God calls you to it, he will walk you through it. And I'm speaking this morning. Praise God. My family's going, yeah, He's speaking again. Yeah. If you can accept what I'm saying today, this one promise can give you confidence because you finally say, it's okay. God gives me the security I need. I don't have to be all things to all people. I don't have to be everything that everybody tries to demand out of me. It's okay to say I've reached my limit. It's okay to say I can't. It's okay to say that's over my head. I don't have to compare myself with you. I don't have to compare myself with any other person. I know that God loves me unconditionally, just the way I am. And if there's anything about me that He don't like, He's the only one who can change it. Amen? If you can do anything, Jesus, if you can do anything, Jesus, please help me. What do you mean, if? You believe this morning Jesus can? I believe, Lord, but constantly I need help with my unbelief. Because, Lord, there's so many times where I'm so insecure, I'm even phony about my faith. God, I trust you. Even though I lay awake and worry all night, Lord, I trust you. Even though I don't know why I'm so concerned about my job or why I'm worried about my kids, or I trust you. You're gonna gain more security by being honest with God. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. I'm like Thomas so many times. Lord, I kind of want to give in the offering to the church, but I kind of like to keep it too. But I'm going to give in obedience to you, so God, just give me a little joy in putting this in the plate. He knows anyway. Lord, I really don't feel like praying this morning, but I'm going to because I know that's a good discipline for my life. Lord, I just read 2 verses in the Bible, but I don't understand the thing I just read. I don't remember any of it, but I just believe it deep down inside of me. So praise God. Lord, I'm tired. I'm tired of helping with every community effort, volunteering at the hospital, helping a local radio team, and being assistant at the community center and the civic center and the Rawlinson Center and the health center. I really don't have anything left over to serve the church, but I will anyway because I know that is the only place I will receive joy in serving. Praise God. But our insecurity leads us. We're always trying to impress someone. And sometimes I'm not sure if we're really trying to impress God or if it's others. We're just trying to impress. And then what happens is we slowly drop into this frame. Look at this. If you're having trouble with your confidence, try lowering the confidences of those around you. We bring down the confidence of those around us, especially if they start looking like they're getting approval before us. We do this. If you're a secure person, you don't have time to go around diminishing, criticizing, complaining about others to make yourself look good. Just be yourself. Try it for a change. Don't try to be something that you're not. You'll just be so more content and happy. God told Joshua, He said, as I was with Moses, so I'll be with you. Fear not, I'll be with you. If you notice what God didn't say, now, Joshua, you need to go and you need to be like Moses. Because Moses was a great leader. No, God said, Moses is dead. Kaput. Now I want to use you. And just as I was with Moses, Joshua, and just as I helped him, just as I walked with him, cared for him, enabled him, promoted him, protected him, I will do that for you. And God says that to you today. As long as you do what I've called you to do, I will give you the security and the strength that you need. To that I say amen. God said to Joshua, you don't have to be anything to be afraid. You don't have to, because whatever you're not, Joshua, I will be with you. I will see you through it if you just step out and believe me. You have nothing to fear, Joshua. All you need to do is step out and believe that I will give you what it is that you need. The Message Bible puts verse 9 this way, and I think it's a great passage. It says, haven't I commanded you strength Courage. Don't be timid. Don't get discouraged. God, your God, is with you every step you take. What step are you taking today? What step is God calling you to take? I know what God is saying, but just in case he doesn't come through, I'm just going to lean on myself a little bit too. You know the split pant scene? You remember? I've done this many times. God, I know you told me this. This is the way. This is the most ridiculous thing that you ever called me to do. But I'll invite my neighbor to that 8:45 a.m. church, because we have now two services to choose from, and I'm gonna invite them. And I tell you what, I'll sit in the nursery, Lord, and I'll help out ushering at 11 a.m. or even in the nursery service. I don't know. I'll give a hand with children's church. I'll serve in the kitchen. I'll bake cookies. I don't know how. I don't even know what flour is, but I'll do it, Lord. I'll jump at the chance to serve in the kids' club, the youth, the Sunday school. I'll start that Bible study, Lord. I will. But wait a minute, just in case you don't come through, Lord, I'm gonna have a plan B. And sometimes it's like, but what I don't want to hear from you. Oh, Lord, I don't hear. I miss you. I miss you, Lord. I miss you. Let me tell you, you don't have to worry about missing the Lord, because he'll find you. I know it's hard, Lord. Are you sure you want me to do this? I'm going to look so stupid. Everybody's going to laugh at me trying to find the flour in the kitchen. What are they going to think when I make cookies? You got to step over. Finally, you got to make that step from here to hear. You begin to see God do miracles and great things in your life. Because you can't have your plan when God calls you to his plan. Because all you're doing is splitting yourself. God says, I'll be with you over here. Do all that is within your heart, for God is with you. Stop living in fear. Stop being insecure. Take a step. Find out if it's God or not. He said, I'll be with you. Take a step. I'll be with you, God says to you. You see, it doesn't matter what you don't have as long as God is with you. Because if God be with you, if God be for me, who can be against me? You talk about security. You talk about confidence. God will keep you secure. When you do what God has created and called you to do, he promises strength, he promises security, and God promises success. If you look at verse 7 of Joshua chapter 1, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be... Do you see the word there? Successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. God promises you will be successful. And if God says it, you can count on it. But realize that God's not promising to make you a success at what you want to do. That's why you fail. Because you're often doing what you want to do instead of the things that God wants you to do. God guarantees success at what he puts you on earth to be and to do. Message Bible says, don't get off track, either left or right, so as to make sure you get to where you're going. And don't for a minute let this book of the Revelation be out of mind. Ponder, meditate on it day and night, making sure you practice everything written in it. Then you'll get where you're going. Then you'll succeed. You want to develop confidence? Do what God wants you to do. You want to be a success? Get into the Bible. Get into the Word. There are more than 7,000 promises from God in this book. And each one is like a blank check waiting for you to cash it. If you're going to grow in faith, you've got to build on the promises of God. And you'll discover very soon that it's not in what you do that makes you success, but what in God can do through you. I come to personally realize that if we're not impressed by what we can do, by our gifts and our abilities, we will not be depressed by what we can't do. You see, if we're not impressed by what we can do, we won't be depressed by what we can't do. However you're put together, all you can be is the best you you can be. Don't try to be something you're not. Just be you. That's all you're asked to be. Now, it's not my fault. I've got to watch my time here. It's not my fault. I'm not a builder. I'm not a construction whiz. I mean, you can ask Peter Heel and Al Shalupi. After we were married, I wanted so desperately to impress my new wife, so I built us a room divider. And it was a pretty difficult piece of furniture for me to build. It included four boards as legs. And I used 2x2s, because makes it look so nice. And I used some spruce 1x6s to kind of put together. And so I hammered these things together with little finishing nails that I, put in through the 2x2 into the 1x6s, or 1x4s. It was the wobbliest piece of furniture that we ever had. And we would set stuff on the shelves, and if we just didn't set it right on that shelf, it would slowly find its way to the floor. And I tell you, crazy glue became a staple in our home. Because we were always getting items that I would place on the shelf. I mean, Joan's wonderful crystal collection ended up on the floor. I mean, I could never understand why those crystals were always on top of the TV or on top of the fridge. I mean, what about this beautiful shelf I created? My room divider. And Joan so graciously, she would always comment, "What a shelf, hon. I mean, you put so much work into that. It's a real work of art, isn't it?" I'd say, And she even the other day, I was talking about the shelf, and she said, "I like that shelf, But all the boards, the spruce, all warped. But I fixed that. I bought these brackets. I didn't know they invented them, but there was these brackets, and I screwed those in, and I tried to pull the boards into shape so we could at least put stuffed animals on it. And I tell you, I found out real quick there's a couple of things. Because I was sitting on the couch one day, and I heard this warning creak, and down that shelf came right on top of me. Just boom, as I was sitting there. I found out real quick, number one, you need tools to build things. Take this from me. And number two, I am no carpenter. I can't build. I wish I could do it all. I wish I could have taken my tree down my backyard. I looked at that thing and I went, "Oh man, I can't even step on a ladder. How can I take a tree down? I wish I could do it all." Aren't we all like that? Wish we could do it all. Yet God loves us so much that he won't let anybody do it all. Because he wants us to need each other. And if you think for one moment that you can do it all, pretty soon you find that God will put you in a place that you'll be doing it all, but you'll be pretty alone doing it all. Last week, Alan Campbell explained this so well. Equipping is the key to any successful growing church. And he's absolutely correct. I mean, if you think the staff can do it all, if you think the elders can do it all, if you think that you're not needed, we've got a problem. Because I'm standing here to ask you to tell God what he is placing you. You come and you tell us what God has put on your heart. Tell me how you want to serve the Lord. I want to help you in serving God the way he has gifted you to do it. We want you to use your God-given gift for the glory of God, because then we know you will be successful. You will have confidence. And let me assure you, when you do that, when you use your gift for the Lord, you will feel fulfilled more and more. You'll know his strength will fill your weakness. You know his security as you serve him. You know success only by his hand. And one of the ways that Christ fills up our weakness is by adding people to our lives that can do what we can't do. That's what I love about God. I can't mend a wall, but I know people who can. I can't start a fire in the fireplace, but I know people who can. I can't keep any kind of financial accounting, so I married Joan. If you're meditating on the Word of God, if you're reading it day and night, God promises success. It may not be the way others think of success, but God promises you success if you do what He's called you to do. Not doing what somebody else is called to do. You want to develop confidence? Get into the Bible. Get away from what the public opinion is. Get away from public approval. Because we're addicted to it. We all are. But that's not success. I got a new hairdo. You like it? You have 10 people that day say, "Oh, wow, your hair looks so lovely." The first person who goes, "Oh, you just go back the way you were." Because we just don't have the belief to be ourselves and be who God wants us to be. I want to be a great parent. I want people to say I'm a great husband. I want people to say I'm a great wife. I want people to say I'm a great child. I want people to say I'm a great provider. I want people to notice me. I want to be the best pastor ever. I want people to pay attention to me. I want people, people, people. Tell you, all that will just go away if you listen to these words. Words of our Heavenly Father. I am with you. We should want said of us, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Those are the words. See, I believe today is all about setting captives free. I think God wants you to decide to be confident, even if you don't feel confident. He doesn't want you walking around defeated anymore. Walk around like you're a mighty warrior who's been victorious in battle, because today you're victorious. Pastor Jeremy, come start playing. You're victorious. If we tell God, "I want to be used, I want you to use me for what you put me on earth for," then we can count on God's strength, we can count on God's security, we can count on God's success. That's God's promise to you. Now I want you to look, just quickly, look at this picture here. This is success. Look at that cat. I don't know if it's the same one. I looked in the mirror and saw that strength, but he can boldly walk in front of those dogs because he knows that he's got the confidence with him. Bold cats. Those dogs are simply dumbfounded. You can be just like that cat because God promises such success. Like that cat, though, you have to step out. You are just as victorious as that cat is. Just as the Lord promised to Joshua, say, "I am victorious." Say it. Say, "Christ is for me, and I am victorious." Stand up and say, "I am confident of this. Because of Christ, I am not defeated. I am a victor, and I claim that today on my life." Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Whatever God has given you to do, just bow your heads and close your eyes. Whatever God has given you to do, He will give you the ability to do it if you keep your eyes on Him. Don't run from Him anymore. Don't excuse yourself anymore. Don't rationalize your behavior anymore. God promises strength. God promises protection. God promises success if you'll meditate on Him, on His Word, the Bible. God promises, and God keeps His Word. And God doesn't sponsor flops, so you want to be a success? Start doing what God made you to do. Step out today and embrace God's promise, His promise of strength, His promise of security, His promise of success. Will you step out and accept the victory he gives you today. If you're calling out to him this morning and saying, God, I feel more confident today than when I walked into this place. Because I embrace you, Lord. I've been standing over on plan B, my own plan. I haven't stepped over to your plan, plan A. And today, Lord, I'm stepping over to plan A. I'm done with plan B. And if you're willing to say to him today, I'm stepping over to plan A, God. I'm stepping over to your plan. I'm not going to rock anymore. I'm not going to be split in two anymore. I'm going to stand firm in what you've called me to do. Some people may not like me. Some people may, Lord, not even, they may not even accept me. Lord, I may even be rejected at times because of your plan. But I'm willing to step out and take that risk because I know you're with me. Just lift your hand if you're willing to commit to his plan today for your life, what he's created you. Lift your hand. Lift your hand. While every head is bowed, Lord bless you. Lord bless you. Lift your hand. Lift your hand. Lord bless you. 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 Just lift your hand if you're committed to his plan today for your life. Lord bless you. Lord bless you. Lord bless you. Lord bless you. Father God, this morning we are victors. Lord, I thank you that we could have this time this morning together, Lord. Lord, this isn't a rehearsal. This is a time where we're together worshiping you. This is a time, Lord, where we look around us and we say, Lord, we're pioneers. We're doing something new because we've stepped over. We've stepped over. Lord, today, as we face this week, may we remember this time this morning. Lord, create within us confidence daily as we find only in you the strength that we need, the security we require, and only then do we feel the success because we know that you are with us. To you, Lord, we proclaim that we are victors in you. Thank you, Jesus. To you be the glory and the honor and the power. To the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. And all God's people said, Amen.